feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you Christmas contraband and ancient tales.
All right, all right, all right. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude here on WGN. Weekday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And at 5 o'clock, coming up is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And 6 o'clock, live from Navy Pier this morning, I believe. Right, Dan?
That is correct.
They got a remote over at Navy Pier in honor of Veterans Day. And Steve Cochran will be up at 6 o'clock. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you might want to write that down when Fly Jams Friday begins after 4 o'clock. Well, you can call in or text in your Fly Jams. We celebrate everything R&B and funky every Friday here on the show. And so there you go, 312-981-7200. You can check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Everything is on the Facebook page. It's interactive. It's live while it's happening. We have well over 12,500 fans on our Facebook page, the most of any show here on WGN. We thank you for that support. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us now. It is Veterans Day, and so we are going to be celebrating Veterans Day here on the show. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about, after 3 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the best war films of all time, the best war movies of all time, and we would love your input on that. And coming up at 2:30, a remarkable guy named Will Beiersdorf is going to join us. He's the executive director of the Road Home Program. This is an amazing program that helps soldiers and their families heal from the invisible wounds of war. You've heard the PSAs here on the station before, and we've talked about it on my show, too. Will is going to join us to talk about this incredible program, and he's got a pretty amazing story, too, and we'll talk to him about that. It's roadhomeprogram.org for more information. So Will is going to join us after 2:30. We've got our regular Friday features, Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And keep your ears peeled whenever anybody says something dirty or out of context that sounds dirty. Jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Nick D Show Spies coming up as well, and you can participate with that. Listen 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And You Big Dummy, where we read a collection of dumb stories from dumb people who made the news doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest with a little help from Fred Sanford. And if you would like to read, be a part of the segment and read a dummy story with us, you can do that by finding a link to a funny story about somebody doing something dumb in the news and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan Shagru will get a hold of you, and we'll figure it all out. You will record it. You will not only be a part of the show reading the dummy story on the air, but you'll get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So that's all coming up on the show this morning. It's, the again, 312-981-7200. And so there you go. Let's say hello to Dan Shagru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. You getting ready to jump in the TARDIS a little bit later?
Got the outfit all ready.
All right.
TARDIS is gassed up. I don't think it runs on gas, but got it just in case.
Yes, I think that would be pretty funny if Doctor Who had to stop at a gas station every 15 minutes.
I don't know much about the Lexicon. He has to travel through space and time, so he's probably going to have a backup tank
for you would think.
When he goes to prehistoric times and things like that.
Prehistoric, when there were no gas stations available.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the Back to the Future problem.
That's exactly right. All right. Let's go to the newsroom with Vic Vaughn. Vic, by the way, happy Veterans Day to you, my friend.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
My privilege to serve. Thank you.
Yeah. And are you going to celebrate Veterans Day?
I'll be with Jeannie today, and we haven't really made plans to, because the city's ceremony will have already taken place before I wake up.
Yeah. But, well, thank you for your service, man.
Thank you very much, Nick.
And have a great Veterans Day for you.
Thank you, sir.
And I do have a list I'm going to be talking about here in just a few minutes, Vic. I don't know if you're interested in this, but I have a list of free meals and discounts for people who were in the military today.
Oh, great.
They're going to be celebrating Veterans Day at a bunch of restaurants and a bunch of other places where you can get either free food or you can get with retailers or services, you can get discounts and stuff like that. You do need most businesses obviously require proof of military service.
DD Form 214, I believe, is what they probably want, unless you're retired and maybe you have a military ID on you.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I got a whole list here, and I'm going to go through it, and I think veterans should take advantage of that. And this is the day to thank all the veterans. Now, I you know, let's be clear, and you know this, Vic. Obviously, this is different than Memorial Day. Memorial Day is where we remember those who died in battle. That's Memorial Day. Veterans Day is when you thank everybody who is alive and passed away, and remember all the people who are alive and thank them for their service today.
Exactly. So, important difference. Anyone who wore the uniform, they're remembered today.
That's right. And again, happy Veterans. I was going to say Valentine's Day, Vic. You make me feel all romantic. anyway, happy Veterans Day to you,
thank you, sir.
Particular. And let's go to the traffic area, the hut. With Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you ready for Fly Jams Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. You got any crazy plans for the weekend? You and V going to go do something nuts?
No. Wait.
No?
No.
No? You're not going to do it? You're not just going to go out and just go nuts?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know.
All right.
I wish. Can't think of anything though.
I changed the picture on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, to reflect the little pop up video contest we had yesterday.
Oh, I saw that. That was great.
It's a still from a flashback episode of Family Guy with Peter Griffin spray painting on the school wall Thompson Twins rule. So I thought I'd put that up there, considering that, you know, I had to sing half of Hold Me Now yesterday on the show. So, all right. Well, there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. I do want to mention a legendary songwriter, poet, musician passed away. And the timing of this guy's death couldn't be worse. Leonard Cohen passed away. And the contribution that he made to music and poetry is immeasurable. He was 82 years old. They have not released his cause of death, but his catalog of songs, the beauty of them, is very comforting to people, especially at a time like this. For a lot of people, there's a lot of, you know, disarray happening right now, and you know it's going to take a while for us to unite and get past what's happening right now. And Leonard Cohen is a voice that brings that need to you. I was devastated to hear that he passed away. He was 82, and his music is amazing. Look up his catalog, and you'll find just incredible music. He was a legendary poet and a legendary songwriter, and a man that made a huge impact on my life with his music and his songs, and as he did with many, 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 many people. And, you know, at uncertain times like this, I would recommend busting out some Leonard Cohen and listening to it, particularly a song called Hallelujah. But there's many songs that you can listen to and find them interesting and sometimes funny, but really poignant and calming and comforting. At a time like this, it couldn't have happened at a worse time, Leonard Cohen passing away. So I just wanted to acknowledge Leonard Cohen this morning. He was unbelievable, and he will be sorely missed. But his music lives on, and go back and listen to it. You know, do yourself a favor and dig into Leonard Cohen's catalog and give it a listen. So there you go. All right. Anyway, rest in peace, Leonard Cohen. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I will tell you about the free meals and discounts that you can get if you were in the military. And it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to everyone. We're going to talk with after 2:30. We're going to talk about the Road Home program, which helps soldiers and families deal with the invisible wounds of war. We're going to talk about that. And then after 3 o'clock, we'll talk about the best war movies of all time. And, so we would love you to join us in any way possible on Facebook, through Twitter, or 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you all about the discounts and free meals that you can get on Veterans Day. Yeah. Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, here till 5. It is Friday, so Fly Jams Friday will be coming up later on. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up here on WGN. It is also Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of those who served, and we thank you. And by the way, this Saturday, November 12th, you can join Cindy Lauper, Gavin DeGraw, Wanda Jackson and CeCe Winans, and many others at America Salutes You. It's a concert honoring those who served in the military and military veterans and their families. The America Salutes You concert is this Saturday at the Rosemont Theater. You can get tickets online at americasalutesyou.org, or you can go through Ticketmaster. You can also make a $10 donation through an AT&T text to donate to the campaign. Just text FREEDOM to 80077. That's text FREEDOM to 80077. Starting on Saturday, 100% of the funds raised will be granted to nonprofit organizations helping veterans, service members, and their families across the country. And also, you can see some really great music. Cyndi Lauper is headlining. It's this Saturday at the Rosemont Theater. America Salutes You. You can get your tickets online at americasalutesyou.org. or through Ticketmaster. So make sure you do that. Check that out. Now, you know, a lot of stores and a lot of restaurants are offering free meals or discounts today on Veterans Day to people who have served or are serving in the military. And the Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, restaurants, stores, and other establishments are thanking the military. And here are a list of I'll go through some of the places that you can go to and tell you what your discounts are or your free meals are. And most of the businesses require proof of military service, and it's recommended that you call specific locations to make sure that they're taking part in the promotions, just to make sure. If you have proof of military service, you're a veteran, you should take advantage of this stuff as a thank you to you for your service. Applebee's, in honor of their services, veterans and active duty military men, military get a free meal. Bar Louie, veterans, active duty military, will get a free appetizer or entree. Baskin-Robbins, for every ice cream scoop sold on Veterans Day, the brand will make an 11-cent donation to the USO. That's a great way to help out. That means anybody can help out in that regard. Bob Evans, free breakfast all day long on Veterans Day for veterans or active duty military. Oh, Bob Evans. Is there a Bob Evans anywhere near here? Dan, do you know? It's got to be a pretty far away,
right? I know there was one in Joliet. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, there were more of them, but man, the Bob Evans is good, man. Good stuff. Bonefish Grill. What is Bonefish Grill? Do you guys know what Bonefish Grill is?
It's a grill.
Thank you.
It's like
a
restaurant.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Like an Applebee's, I guess.
Is it?
It looks like all Bob Evans are now located in Indiana.
Oh, Bob Evans. Well, go to Indiana and get some Bob Evans free breakfast all day long for veterans and active duty. All active and retired service members with a valid military ID will receive a complimentary Bang Bang Shrimp at all Bonefish Grill locations. Buffalo Wild Wings, complimentary order of wings and a side of fries to veterans and active duty military. California Pizza Kitchen, free entree from the Veterans Day menu. And let's see, Chick-fil-A. Let's see, the new Chick-fil-A at Misericordia University will open, they opened yesterday. And the restaurant is going to donate 50 cents for every Chick-fil-A sandwich sold on the opening day to the Wounded Warrior Project. And then, in addition, all military veterans will receive free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches on Veterans Day. Chipotle, today from 3 p.m. to close, buy one, get one free burrito, bowl, salad, or taco order at Cracker Barrel. Military veterans get a complimentary slice of its double fudge Coca-Cola cake. Ooh. Does that sound intriguing to you, Esmeralda? The double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake?
Sounds lovely.
Denny's. All active, non-active, and retired military get a free build-your-own grand slam from 5 a.m. to noon. The Golden Corral. Monday, November 14th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. is Military Appreciation Night with a free thank you dinner. So that's on Monday night from 5 to 9 at Golden Corral. IHOP, they're offering a free red, white, and blue pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. Let's see. Red Robin, you get a Tavern double burger and bottomless steak fries, and that's free. Chili's will offer free meals to anyone that includes active members. Free meal choices include the Old Timer with cheese, soup, and salad, Chicken Crispers, Chipotle chicken. There's a lot more here, too. But JCPenney is offering a 5% discount, and I wanted to get to a couple of the retailer services. Lowe's, all veterans and their family receive 10% off purchases today. Meineke, free basic oil changes with proof of service. That's pretty cool. Red Roof Inns, from November 1st to the 30th, veterans can save 15% on any Red Roof Inn nationwide. Walgreens, this Veterans Day, customers with Walgreens Balance Rewards cards and valid military ID can take 20% off all eligible purchases. So that's just some of the places that are offering free meals and discounts. And you should absolutely take advantage of that. We thank you for your service, and we're going to continue to talk about Veterans Day throughout the show. After 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about the best war movies ever made, and we'll take a break for the news. And then after the news, Will Byersdorf is going to join us. He is the executive director of the Road Home Program. And it's a program that helps soldiers and their families heal from and cope with the invisible wounds of war. And we'll give you all the details on that coming up after the news, which is next.